Hi guys, Jemima again, and I'm here to entertain you. I have a special guest in the room today, not in the studio, in the room. Phoebe is here, guys. I know you guys missed her. It's been long. It's been like 2 years, right, Phoebe?
Yeah.
Speak.
It's about that much time.
The podcast has been boring without you, Phoebe.
I know.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be catching up, and we're going to be talking about something that I relate to, academic validation. And another topic I'll be delving into is, should you accept failure or not? Stay tuned. I promise this episode is going to be interesting, and you will love it. So guys, welcome back. Phoebe is here, guys.
Yay!
It's been so long. Phoebe, what have you been up to? I know my listeners want to know.
Well, I just finished school not too long ago. So I graduated. I've been doing a little bit of content creation here and there. And yeah, overall, just
trying to get that back.
Yeah, navigating.
Navigating life.
Adulthood. Adulting is not easy, guys.
So today, I don't know. I just wanted to talk. I don't know. I just wanted to have fun today because I don't know what to talk about. But an idea popped into my head and I was like, okay, let's talk about it. Academic validation.
Of course.
Something. Academic validation is something that I struggle with. Right from when I was in primary school down to secondary school and university and even postgraduate school, that's law school, I struggled with it. I always wanted to like be the best. Like if I fail, I may often get a very good score, but because like I'm not like at the top of my like with my
class,
yes, I'll just level. I don't know, I'll just be so sad and like I was
it's like ruin your day.
Yes. And I realized that I was trying to prove a point to people. I don't know why I was trying to prove a point to people. I was trying to prove a point. Like the last exam I wrote, like my law school exam, I wasn't impressed with my result at all. I wept for days. Like I was crying in the shower. I wept for this like 5 days straight. I was just weeping. Everybody was worried about me. Everybody. But it's like I worked hard. I had sleepless nights. Like the moment I stepped into Nigerian law school, I was always reading. Was always reading my books. Like it was so funny that I had to send like stuff I did not understand to my sister, who was not a law student. That's Phoebe, by the way.
While I was working on my thesis.
Like,
I was working on my thesis at that point.
I had to send stuff to my sister, like, okay, please help me read this. Maybe when you explain it to me, I'll get it. Like, I was worried about failing law school. It's not like I failed. I did not fail. But I wasn't just happy with my results. Like, I practiced drafts every day. Every morning I go to class around 6 to practice my drafts. I learned all the draft for all the courses, legal drafting, by the way. I learned it. I did everything I was supposed to do. I read every day. I prayed every day. I did not know what I did different. Like, I wasn't impressed with my results at all. It's not like I was looking to get a first class. No, I don't know. I wasn't looking to get a first class, but I wasn't just impressed with my results. I cried when my results came out. Everybody was doing their best to console me. But I was like, nah, you guys don't understand. I struggled for this. And
yeah, and it's a valid emotion to feel at that point.
But do you think that like academic validation is us trying to prove a point to people, or just you, your own, like, what do you think, what do you feel about the whole concept?
For me, actually, I don't really see academic validation, or wanting academic validation, to put it more simply, as a bad thing, or like a negative approach in studying and in school. To me, it's just, well, you study, you go to school, you spend basically 80 to 90% of your young adult and childhood life in school, right?
Yeah.
And it's okay to actually want to see like a very good and outstanding performance, to see that proof. You should, and I know some people will be like, oh, it's enough if you feel accomplished within yourself, you don't need to see it on paper. But that's where there needs to be an evidence for you to see that, oh, I did well, and here's the proof. Can argue with your ancestors. Also, I believe part of the reason why, especially in this part of the world, Africa, and I guess maybe Asia, all those other countries, like other parts of the world apart from like Europe, like maybe I'm just saying the Middle East and Africa and Asia, like that, people that had like similar cultures and similar upbringing while they're growing up, they really take the society really puts academic validation as a top of a criteria of you being like a sound individual in your adult adult years. It's like, and those kind of countries that really take white collar jobs as like
prestigious,
as a prestigious career choice, it's like if you don't have like good grades in school, you cannot get those kind of jobs. And so if you flunk school, you're going to flunk as adulthood. That's like the mindset. So I think that's part of the reason. But then again, I don't see it as a bad thing or negative. It's just yourself. It's not like you're trying to prove it to anybody particularly, but it's like the desire for you to be a sound and like well seated, I don't know the right term to use for this, but like a sound individual in the future. I think that's the driving force for you wanting academic validation.
You mentioned Africa, and like take for example Nigeria as a whole. You need to, like, for you to be considered, like, for you to be considered worthy among your peers, you need to acquire an education.
Yes.
Right? You need to acquire an education. Like, you can have all the money in the world in this country, but if you don't have like education on your belt, you're basically like useless in this Nigeria.
Yeah.
It's not like, that's not what I'm saying. It's what the society does to people.
Yeah.
And for me, why I seek academic validation is because I won't say I'm not good at skills. I'm good at skills. Like, I learned skills, crafts. I'm very crafty. Mm-hmm. I'm a very crafty person. I learned it easily. But I'm not an entrepreneur. Like, I won't say, I don't know, but like, I will say I'm not a business-minded person. Like, okay, I can't own my own company.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah, you can't, like,
yes, I like working on that. An organization, like working under a body and everything. So that thing has always been pushing me, like, okay, you have to do better for these organizations to see you as someone worthy to work with them.
Yeah.
Because take for example, there are some law firms in Nigeria that will tell you, oh, if you don't have first class, like,
don't even apply,
don't waste your time to apply, like, it's first class or nothing.
Exactly.
You understand? So it's like made me see myself, like, I started doubting myself when I saw my results. I was like, God,
are you a failure?
Did I did I like waste all my law school years? Like, what didn't I do right? When my peers were reading, I was reading. Like, what's so wrong? Am I the problem? Is it the lecturer that's marked my script? Like, what did I do wrong? Up to now, I'm still like, I still need answers. I have not gotten closure about my
results.
Like, okay, everybody say I didn't feel I should move on, but I don't want to move on. I want to get closure about these things.
Yeah.
You understand? And that brings me to my second topic today. We're talking about accepting failures. Like, when you've like failed in things, people tell you, oh, it could have been worse. It could have been like, you should accept it and move on. Like, if you don't accept it and move on, what would you say about someone that like had it worse? What do you say about someone that failed and flung the whole exam and did not like graduate with you? What would you say about someone like, imagine you have second class upper and you were there in first class? What would you say about someone that got a pass or a third class? It's just so sad that, like, because sometimes you want to talk about things like this, but it feels like nobody gets you, like, where you're coming from. Like, they want you to accept these failures, but you don't want to accept these failures because you know how hard you worked for this shit.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Get
what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, should we accept, my question today is like, should we accept failures or we should take time to heal or... I don't know what is your thought process on failures?
For first failure in from what I understand in my tiny 22 years of life is that you fail. It's just part of being a human being. It's just part of having an existence. You will succeed and you will fail and you will struggle. It's fucked up, but like that's the world we are in, and that's life for me. It's to me, I don't believe that it's okay to accept failure.
Yeah,
like if you fall, you stand up, you get back again, you try again until you get what you desire.
Mm.
But also, I believe that as much as you should not accept failure, you should not dwell on it.
Yeah.
You understand? Because negativity has a way of keeping you down and tying you and chaining you to the ground. It's like a chain and a ball that is holding you back. You cannot move forward. So if you maintain that negativity within yourself and you keep dwelling on like what you did wrong or what you did not do wrong or what people did to you that made you like fail or that made you not to succeed or that made you not to get that job or that made you not to get that grade, it's going to hold you back and you're not going to see the wider picture. You're not going to see the possibilities that are out there in store for you. So while you should never accept failure, you should not dwell on that feeling of failing, but you should use that as a fuel to push yourself further. That's my take on it.
Is that it got to a point when, like, okay, when I'm using my result as an example, when my result came out, okay, I saw that I passed, and well, like I said, I was not impressed with my result. So okay, I was like, if I don't post, people will be worried though, and be sending like messages and not pass or what. So I posted on my WhatsApp story about, oh, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. But to be honest, I wasn't grateful. I mean honestly, I wasn't grateful. I just posted it so that nobody would slide into my DM and
I'm
say,
like, oh, what's up?
I need to check your results. Like, I did not just want to be feel worse than I felt, so I just like posted it. So people started congratulating me.
Yeah.
That was like, oh god, those I was like avoiding.
It's even worse.
It's like, I feel like, what are you congratulating me on? Like, the time I started accepting that, okay, I started like moving on from my results.
Yeah.
Was like when I went for my photo shoots, my call to bar photo shoots.
Yeah.
And okay, I started becoming genuinely happy. Yeah. That, oh, I'm done with this phase of my life. Like, I said,
on to the next.
Yes, I saw it, I said seeing the light and everything. Like, oh, I did not even want to like do litigation.
Practice law,
like,
or do litigation.
So this result is not even going to help me in life. So I was like, okay, I'm done. I started becoming happy.
Yeah.
And like my law school friends were really, really helpful. They yeah. send me message. Oh, like they were so nice to me. And like there's one of my friends, like my friend growing up from secondary school days, and I talked to her about it, like how I was having anxiety, how like I was just stand on the road, I also feel like choking, like of like that stuff really created doubts in me, you understand?
Yeah.
And everybody was like not families were like, okay, they're getting fed up in my own, she's like, move on now, that's too, like move on. But me, I was like, I've not moved on. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I worked hard for this result, you get. So I just feel like you said, we shouldn't like we should me, I just feel like you should take time to heal.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. Don't dwell on it too long. But take as much time as you need. You know your time. You know your time for grieving.
Yeah.
Take that time. Grieve. Because if you don't, it will start. You start doubting yourself in future. It will happen again, and it's like piled up compilation of
yeah.
so many things that happened to you. Like there was a, like when before this happened to me, there are other things that happened to me. But I'm someone that don't like deal with issues like on this spot. I just brush it over. Like okay,
yeah,
it's not going to hold me back. Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. But when this result came out, I started having self-doubt. I started telling myself that, God, Jemima, you don't know anything. No. You don't mean a failure. Like I started telling myself all these things. And that's because I did not deal with
the past
issues I had.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the past things that like they were not necessarily big failures, but
yeah.
they're still failures, and I did not deal with it. And it is very, 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 very bad. So I just feel like you said, as much as you accept, as much as if as you want to like okay, work out your issues,
yeah.
you should also don't dwell on it.
Yeah, I feel like, but as people that had like as someone actually that had this desire, will I say, or craving for academic validation growing up in my primary school and secondary school and even university days, it pushes you to do well. So not to blow my own horn, but like school was not hard, because like I school was not really hard for me. Like I had decent grades, very, very decent grades. So there's this feeling, that will not allow you to actually understand or process failure in that way. When you've had this kind of experience growing up, you will not like you don't actually know what failure is.
Yes, exactly.
You understand? So you don't actually know what failure is, so you don't really know how to process it. And I think that one thing that we actually need to understand or try to learn, how to process your failures, like how to not dwell on it, because it's strange to you, it's novel, it's alien, it's something you do not understand, because like someone that has never failed a course before, had never failed a year before, I never had to repeat secondary school, primary school, like you don't understand actually how to process academic failure of or you don't understand how to process something that you in your head and your mind you work hard for and you deserve, and you don't get that. It's not really something easy to process, because you don't know what it's like. So I feel like other people should make allowances so that like you'd understand, like so that someone that is going through this,
yeah,
can, like,
I think you should put yourself in person's shoes.
You should put yourself in the person's shoes. Someone that is going through this can actually, you should give the person time to process this and, like, look for his or her own way out that will be beneficial to the person. It's not like, someone tells you, I got a D and it's making me sad and I'm crying. I remember that happened to me on real level, and I was crying and I was upset. I was calling my dad on the phone and I was crying. And then my friends at the time, they were like, oh, you got D? What about people that got carryover? You understand? And I'm like, I laugh at people that got carry over, but me, I got D and I don't like the D that I got, you understand, because I know what I wrote in the exam. But, like, you should not water down someone's experiences because, like, think it's, they should just be grateful. Yeah, like, I feel like that's, like, the wrong way to approach it. It's not about being grateful, it's about, like, wanting, not getting what you believe that you deserve, and that's a loss to the person, and anyone that has a loss needs time to grieve, and I feel like people should give these people time to grieve, but while they are grieving, they should not dwell on it too much to the point that it becomes a hindrance to, like, them moving forward.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Phoebe, for joining me today. Thank you for...
You're welcome.
Gracing my
podcast. You're welcome.
This is my longest podcast in a long time. Like, I don't think I've gotten up to 20 minutes. I've recorded a 20-minute episode in a long time.
Well, that's the Phoebe magic.
Really? Well, thank you, guys. Bye. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.